Okay, we have a brother, Mohomozi, who is a palmist. A brother, a very good morning to you. We're talking about, in fact, this came from the backdrop of Siya Kolisi and Rachel deciding to go their separate ways. And I've said already that I appreciated how they decided to handle this, you know, so there aren't any speculations for them to come out and say, okay, this is what is going on. This is what we've decided. Now, something that a lot of us perhaps have failed to do is that afterwards, when we decide to go our separate ways, we forget that there were things that were done ngalesikhathi sisavuma sisahlangana sobabili. Why is it so important, my brother, for us to also consider those things after we decide to go our separate ways, divorce?
Good morning, JT. A very good question. So the most important part is that the moment you separate with someone who you've been married to, there's a blood covenant that happens there.
Mm.
So in a lot of places or in a lot of families, what they do is they will wash you with certain things, you know. They will also use blood and also they use bile. Now, during that time, this is when you're connecting the spiritual union.
Yeah.
This means from the husband's side and the wife's side. They've combined their ancestors. So this means that in the spiritual plane, they are known to be married. Now there comes a time where they take this marriage to church. Now, when they get to church, they also notify the angel that they are married. Now, on the day when they decide that they want to separate, physically, if they do separate, it's not going to work out for both of them. The female part may feel good. No, but then it feels like my ex-husband has moved on. But no, actually, the person hasn't really moved on. This person will always find the same person in different bodies, because spiritually you are not disconnected. Now, these are the steps that needs to be taken. One is, during the time when you say no, Mina, I'm done with you, and the other one says no, we are going our separate ways.
Mm.
Number one, you need to go through the steps you took when you were introducing the person to the ancestor. Now you have to go back and let the ancestors know, which is, no, me and this and we are no longer married, so that on the spiritual plane can also be known, and then the other person can have they can move freely or move on the way that they would wish to move on. Because if that doesn't happen, the marriage will still continue even after people have divorced. And also the changing of the surname is also very important. Before you change your surname after the divorce, you need to go through this process first. If you don't go through this process and you just decide to change your surname, nothing is going to change. You would have just changed the other person's surname, but spiritually you are still connected. So this means that all the curses and the blessings which you were receiving from the other end, you will still receive them.
Okay. Now, Mokomotsi, my brother, you know, someone might say that, well, we got married the Western way. Does that still apply? Am I still connected to this person's angels, so to say, even if we decided to go the Western route?
Even if we did go to the Western route involved the church.
Yeah.
So now when we go to church, we are notifying the angels. Not necessarily our ancestors. We are now notifying our guiding angels that I am married to this person. Now, until this is actually broken, where the other person has to go to church, the very same church they got together, or the very same church they got married into, they have to go back to the same church and tell the pastor that they are now done. They are no longer married. Now there are certain things that needs to be done during that time. So now the vows, because during time they take vows, Anitima.
Mm.
So now the vows need to readjust those vows now. Where the vows where they say for what do they call this?
For better or worse.
Yeah. Yes, for better or worse. Now they have to readjust those vows. If they don't readjust those vows, they're still married, because the angels know that they are married. And there is a person who's representing the angels, that this person is the one who got them married, which means that this person took the message straight to the angels at that time.
Yep.
So now also the vows are the ones which are really tying them. So they still have to go back and say, no, we are done, and now we are adjusting our vows depending on what they agreed on.
Okay. Well, that's our brother Mokgomotse, the palmist. Remember, if you would like to give him a call, you can call him on 081-733-0014. That number is 081-733-0014. He's also on socials, on Instagram. That's Mokgomotse_the_palmist. Brother, thank you so much for the chat. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, JT.